Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hola, bitolas!
And away we go! Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,089. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hart. And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes healthy foods, then blows it all in a late night snack. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click. Clack.
Drinkity drink. All right, here we go. A tenant in Scotland spends $300,000 for a brand new fountain that happens to not work. Meanwhile, a woman calls the cops because her meth was bad that she bought from some jerk. Speaking of drugs, woman sends 7-year-old to school with her cocaine. Florida man shoots wife, but that's when the rest of the story gets truly insane. And also in Florida, NASA confirms they need to replace the guy's roof. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. I'm getting there, man.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. I get fired up someday.
I know. Fired up. The sun's out. Ted's all excited. We know. So you call us. We will spin that category wheel. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. Now, here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who thought the book A Farewell to Arms was the Bethany Hamilton autobiography. Yeah. And found a way... Thank you. and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. You'd like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home shows, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4089. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Huge.
Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. Ted's meat and potatoes. You got some healthy foods to give you a little...
little energy boost.
A little boost of energy, yeah.
Yep, that's the healthy stuff. And
do
then,
they taste bad? You don't tell me what they are, but every time it's an energy boost or it's healthy, it's like, right, is it anything I would eat?
Probably not.
Okay.
And then, right, then the other list is they ask people their favorite late night snacks, which are not healthy.
No, they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be, but everybody likes them.
I'm going to grab an apple. It's 11:30. Says no one, ever. Yeah.
Yeah, that takes some discipline.
It really does. I mean, I can't tell you
or
the last
being
time
broke
I,
and all you got left is an apple.
Mm-hmm. So, some healthy foods that they give you a little energy and the late night snacks. And the most popular ones coming up with the head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. What else do we have for you? Oh, yeah. Today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin that category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy so far has been Pam. It took Pam 13 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little Men's Room poll.
Pointing out Pam right now, someone texted in, and I cannot remember the person's name. It says, Thrill, do you or the other guys remember who your biggest dummy of all time was and how many questions he or she got wrong? And I want to say she missed like 23 questions.
Yeah.
24. Does anyone remember her name? Because we had to change how we did Big Dummy because no one could beat her.
Well, basically, what we decided was once you beat the current Big Dummy, you are done.
That's what we do now.
If someone, right, correct. But back then,
you just went.
Pam could have gone 24-25. I'm not saying that.
I believe she could have. Thinking
chair lady?
I don't remember her name, but I remember she got like 23.
Thinking chair.
And she was the biggest dummy for like 5 years in a row. Mm-hmm. So we're like, look, we got to switch this up and just do it annually. Cause, like, basically, she'd be in our Hall of Fame of stupid.
I don't have my phone on me. If I could pick up my phone and look at my Instagram, I know one woman that was the biggest dummy for a while.
Okay.
Because we met her at Pain in the Grass.
Yeah, I remember that.
She's very nice, she was, yeah, and when you, like, I've met her in person a few times. She doesn't strike me as dumb, but.
But now we know different.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a little poll, and the last time we were looking for a different kind of pet for you in your home, but you only had to keep the pet for 1 year. So your options were if you wanted to take a parakeet, which we find out are one of the most noisy birds on this planet.
Yes.
And they run in hundreds, and they communicate with each other.
Whether they're there or not.
Correct. So if you have two, they're going to talk all day. If you have one,
he talks to himself.
They're going to talk to whoever they can find looking for a member of their group. Next up was the iguana, or the iguana. the iguana.
Iguana.
The iguana, as you know, is not the nicest pet in the world.
No.
They whip their tail. They make messes everywhere. They need to be in a decent enclosure. Prairie dog was also an option if you're considering a prairie dog. And by the way, I believe each and every one of these animals, with the exception, or, well, the iguana and the parakeet, you can't have as pets legally. Prairie dog, you can't. The other choice was a raccoon.
Right.
And people have said, hey, I knew somebody who had a raccoon. I knew in Mexico, kids, they take raccoons as pets. So you can have a pet raccoon.
Legally in Washington.
They highly suggest you don't.
Right.
It just depends on where you are on this planet. So as we do, we put the poll up. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and here's how the voting shook down. Coming in with 19% of the vote, it actually was a pretty close poll. The prairie dog came in fourth place. That was
really
the animal you least likely to keep for a year.
Oh, come on, man.
They seem cute. I can't remember all the problems that accompanied having a prairie dog as a pet. They were not the worst in the world, but
they obviously
not
either. The best.
Yes. Coming in at third place, 22% of you said, I'll take a parakeet. For 1 year.
Suit yourself. Man.
Which we also know parakeet can live over 20 years.
Yay.
So you're only going to have it for one, but that thing's going to be around for a while. Coming in second place at 25%, we have the iguana.
Iguana.
The iguana, 25% of the vote. And number one, you want to keep for a year, raccoon wins at 34%.
Really?
But overall, it's pretty close in the voting as far as your pet you wanted to keep for a year. Now, yesterday, on our question, basically we asked you, you know, whether you had been banned, fired, or kicked out of a place. You know, who was it that was banned and why? And what did they do to get to that point where, you know what, they're no longer either allowed in there for the rest of the evening, for life, never walk into this place of employment again.
Right.
Whatever the deal was. So we're going to take a page from yesterday's question, and you are going to be banned for life.
Life.
Life. From these activities. Okay? So banned for life. So your first choice is you would be banned from going to any restaurants or any bars for life. Now, there are a lot of people who don't go out. They like cooking at home. They like hanging out. A lot of people don't drink. They have no reason to be in a bar. No reason to be in a restaurant, but this includes driving through a McDonald's drive-through.
Right, all that you cut off.
You cannot go to a restaurant. You cannot go to any bar. That you're cut off for life. You're not allowed. You have been banned. You are not allowed in there. So that's your first option. That's going to be a tough one for a lot of people, especially the people that listen to the show.
I'm not picking it.
Coming in,
I think the restaurant's almost tougher
than the bar.
I mean, look, I love going to a bar, but if I had a choice, I would prefer to just sit on somebody's deck and drink beers.
All right. So I went through this debate with my wife last night, talking about potentially what we're going to do today for the poll, and brought up bars and restaurants, and we both realized it was heavy because we're sitting at our watering hole.
Yeah.
Because we like going there because we can kind of just
decompress
before
you go home.
And start doing homework with the kids and all that. And I'm like, there's no way I would give this up. So it sucks with restaurants because on the occasion you go, usually it's a bigger deal. Not fast food, but bars, I'm like, this is 4 or 5 nights a week. I can't give that up.
But even when you're, you know, you got to make 3 or 4 meals for your kids every day, how many times they eat. So like one or maybe twice a week, you'd like to just, I don't feel like cooking dinner tonight.
Let's order blah.
Let's just go to a restaurant, sit down, get the kids what they want. So banned for life, your first option is restaurants and bars. Now your second choice is your hometown and anything that has to do with family. So your hometown and or family events, okay?
Just done.
Look, if your father is sick, if your mother is sick and she's in the hospital and things are not looking good, guess who can't go to the hospital to see them? If your niece or nephew or child has a birthday party, even if it's your kid, you are not allowed to go to the birthday party. You are not allowed to go to someone's house for Christmas, for any holiday.
This does not sound that bad now.
Depending on where you are from, you are never allowed to step foot in that location ever again. Now, that might be the easier option for a lot of people because depending on where you grew up, what your relationship is with your family, et cetera, that might be a feasible option, or your whole life is about your family.
Right.
So that's going to be a tough one.
I can't give that one up. Hanging with the Smiths is too much fun. And, like, at some point, I'm going to go to College Park and watch another Maryland football game.
Right.
Oh, that would crush you more than anything.
Yeah. Okay. Option number three, ban for life. You cannot use these two things. That would be Amazon.com, any of the stores that Amazon offers.
Right.
Also, that would include, let's see, a Climate Pledge Arena. They have those walk-in Amazon stores where you basically grab and go. Isn't that an Amazon account-based system?
It is. Okay. Like shoplifting with a credit card. Right.
Whole Foods as well.
Whole Foods is also included in that. And Costco. So Amazon and Costco,
right,
banned for life. A lot of people use both. Some people use one or the other more than that. But, you know, I know the people that, Ted, you're a Costco apologist. I'm an Amazon apologist because it's just easier for me. If I need something, I can almost get it the next day. Like my toilet busted. Right. I was able to get the part, and it was delivered the next day instead of going to a hardware store.
But this is the one that my wife said she could not live without. And I'm like, she's on Amazon all the time. But I said, listen, because I said, in theory, though, if we were just banned from Amazon for whatever reason, you did something and ruined it, because it would always be her, we could just go to the store and get it. She goes, all right, but what about like when the kids need something at the last freaking minute, because that's what kids do? And I said, listen, do you not remember your childhood? Remember the days where you went up and you said, Mom, Dad, I can't find my drumsticks, and we have that band thing tomorrow night that you're coming to. And your parents go, how long have you been missing your drumsticks? It's like, 2 weeks. And then the conversation goes to, you're just telling me this goddamn right now that you need drumsticks for this thing tomorrow. You got to get in the goddamn. Mm-hmm. And they got in the car, and it was like a 20-minute drive to go to the one store that sells the one thing that you need that you should have told your parents. But that drive sucked because your parents were bitching at you the whole freaking ride. I'm like, that's what you would do. That's the difference between Amazon and just real life.
So man for life, your first option, restaurants and bars. Your second option, your hometown and family events. Your third option, Amazon and Costco. Your fourth option, takeout and delivery. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you want McDonald's, guess where you're going? You're going to sit in the main dining area. If you want a pizza, guess where you're going? Some place where you can sit down and eat. I don't know a lot of Domino's locations that have a dining facility. Most Pizza Hut locations do not have a dining facility. If you want pizza, you're going to need to go to a pizza parlor. If you want any kind of delivery, forget about it.
Right.
You're going to go to that restaurant, and you're going to eat there. So out of these four, restaurant, bars, your hometown family events, Amazon, Costco, or takeout delivery, I'm pretty sure the one that I would purge would be takeout and delivery. I think I could find a way to avoid doing either one of those two if I had to. Not that I want to.
But you have the luxury of living alone. I would give that one up except with kids and then the impromptu, they're going to spend the night and we need to feed them. And it's like, hello, Domino's. Your wings and your pizzas are going to save my life. Like, I refuse to pile them in the car and go somewhere with them. Like I will order something for you. So with kids in the house, I can't get rid of that one. I'm telling you, man, I'm giving up the Amazon stuff. I am. I want to go to my bars and restaurants. Maybe the family stuff.
Well, look.
Just thinking.
Look, you can go on any web. Look, if you want your shoes.
Get caught up on the hometown, though.
I know.
Right? Because like, it's a little bit easier as most of your your parents move.
They move.
Your brother technically doesn't live in Baltimore, but like, you're never going to see him play in Baltimore again.
I do it every year, man. I can't not do that. Eat like a king.
I love Costco. Miles is right. I'm a Costco apologist, but I don't use Amazon enough. I'm getting rid of that one as well.
So you get rid of Costco and Amazon?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm also a weirdo. Like, I like driving to the Ace in my neighborhood to get, like, one specific part.
Correct. Here was the deal. My toilet was running, man. It was costing me money.
Right.
I got my bill. It was $360-some. I'm like, what is going on? I walked to my kids' room and realized that their toilet had been running for who knows how long.
Right.
So
$360-some worth.
Yes, I could have gotten up in the morning and gone to the hardware store. I wish they had not moved the hardware store away from my house to a location that's much farther away. Thus, the convenience of just going, like, do you want this tomorrow? I'm like, yes. And
I get the benefit of Amazon. Make no mistake about it. I take advantage of it. Just if I had to get rid of one, I think I could adjust to that one better. Because the other thing with Amazon is, like, I know what I need to order from Amazon, but while I'm here, let me look at this. I don't do that in a store.
But you can order stuff online. It just doesn't get there as fast. If you go to the actual Adidas website, they will send you a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, and I've done it before, Amazon will get it there tomorrow.
Right.
Or the next day. And like the other day, man, my foot was freaking killing me. It was screaming at me. I've got a plantar issue. And I was just like, oh, God. I went back to my desk. I ordered two pairs of insoles for two other pairs of shoes that I wear. And they are at my door right now. So
I get it. I get it, man.
To me, that makes the difference. I don't want to go to a shoe store and buy these things. I don't want to walk into an orthopedic
old thing where they have, like, you know, bars for your shower so you don't kill yourself and, you know, weird sleeves for your
knees.
But if
you need it, you can do it.
You're not wrong. I think Thrill and I are just saying that's the one I'd get rid of because the chances of never going to a restaurant or bar again are slim.
Right.
I'm going to go to my hometown. I love my cousins. And then, as I told Mike, like, so I just think one of the greatest things about being an American is you could just order a pizza to your house while you're watching a sporting event.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, that is.
Or even just watching a movie, or if I'm dating a girl, like, there's something fun. Like, I love it. It's like, let's just stay in and order a pie.
Well, and I don't want to have to go to the ID to get my Chinese food. But more than that, I just feel like with Amazon, I have a workaround. The convenience of it, unspoken. You don't have to bring it up. But inevitably, I could still go to the store and get this crap. I probably spend less money because of the inconvenience of having to go to the store. But like I said, bars and restaurants, like, no.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, Mike,
sometimes I need to get away.
Now, Mike, I know because your nieces and your nephews and your dad and all that stuff, you're probably not going to take not spending time with family.
Correct.
Plus, you want to go to your first birthday party.
Absolutely.
but
it's a family event, really.
But hometown-wise, okay, is there anything that would... Like, if they banned you from Enumclaw,
right?
Would that be a problem? Do you have any family?
Enumclaw petition to ban Mike.
Okay. Oh, no, don't
come
put
on.
That out there.
Just for his day. Let's see what happens.
So, who do you have there?
My dad's still there.
Your dad is still in Enumclaw?
Correct.
What if your dad moved to Puyallup? Would you ever need to step foot in Enumclaw ever
need
again?
Need to? I don't think so. Look, they got the King County Fair, which is out there. We have done Red Festival out there, and sometimes we'll do some events out there. I still hold Enumclaw very near and dear to my heart.
Of course you do. It's your hometown.
Need to? No.
Okay.
you know what? The Mint downtown is fantastic. I love going there. Yellowbeak Saloon, I still love going there. There's a lot of reasons for me to go.
Do you have to go? If your dad did not live there, I mean, and they said you couldn't go there, would it be the end of the world?
Let's phrase it a different way. You end up picking your band from bars and restaurants.
Right.
Your dad has moved to Puyallup.
Okay.
Would you go to Enumclaw? Because you mentioned like a bar you'd want to go to. And you go like, all right, but you're now banned from going to any bar or restaurant in Enumclaw. Your dad moved somewhere else. Are you going back? You're welcome there, but...
Let me just sprinkle in one more thing.
Hit me.
Technically, White River Amphitheater is in Enumclaw.
Right. Really? Is it really?
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, Steve, you moved around so much. Do you even have a hometown?
I mean, Baltimore's at this point. It's where I came of age.
Right, sure.
Would
you ever want to be... See, the thing with Baltimore coming from there is the food's damn good.
The food and the Ravens, man. I'm not giving that up.
Now, back to what Mike was saying. The only person that's left in the town that I grew up in is my stepfather and his wife. So if it wasn't for him living there, I would... But if he was not there, if he moved or whatever, there's no reason. I love where I grew up. It's a great little town, to be honest with you. There's a lot to do there.
Would you go back?
I wouldn't need to. it's not easy to get
would
to.
Would you?
Need is a very strong word.
No one
there,
needs to
I mean,
go
like
to
every
the hometown,
10 years, there's a high school reunion
correct.
Or something.
And I still have some friends that are still at least around the Enumclaw area. There's a lot of places that I still love
going to.
But
you could meet them somewhere else.
Yes, you could.
But no,
you know what? I love Enumclaw. I wouldn't want to not go to Enumclaw. I love downtown.
Where's
I love
the best
Cole
place?
Street.
Where's the best place to eat Enumclaw?
Where's the best place?
I want to go. I want to go to a fancy.
You can't go there.
The fanciest, tastiest dinner in all of Enumclaw.
Fanciest.
Well, it doesn't
and
have to
tastiest.
Be fancy. It could be meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
You,
I don't care.
You still can't beat Breakfast at the Kettle. I will say that. Now I know that it's under new management at this point. So
they
I don't,
still have the muffins.
Right. So the Kettle, like, it's not fancy or anything like that, but it is the best damn breakfast that you will ever have is at the Kettle down there.
All right. So you would.
So what would you pick out of the list?
My Instagram photo is me with a shrimp cocktail at the Mint.
Right, and I do love the Mint. The Mint has great food as well, and that would probably be my next choice there.
Okay.
I got a soft spot for the Rainier because I worked there, but then they fired me. So,
Ted, people are checking in saying White River Amphitheater. It gets the Auburn address.
Oh, all right.
Well, there you go.
And I think it's technically on the Muckle Street reservation.
Does anyone want to claim White River Amphitheater?
Right.
My God, I didn't
even call. If you had one pass on takeout, all right. So, like, if you picked it, but you had a pass, what would be
the
one?
Keep in Rolodex.
Would be like Pagliacci's, or
it'd probably be Pagliacci.
All right, where do you order the most from, Mike?
Man,
where do I order the most from?
If we make one exception to the
idea, one exception to the takeout rule,
Taco Street.
Taco Street. I've never even heard of Taco Street.
I know. It's down there in Tacoma.
It almost sounds like you're being like ethnically insensitive.
It is.
Oh, I order from Taco Street.
I love Taco Street.
As much as I love pizza, I love to eat it in the parlors. I'm going to go Wingstop.
Ooh, that's strong.
Wingstop. Because, you know, there's a lot of locations. In other words, no matter where I am, I can get some takeout. Wingstop's not a bad option. I think that's going to be my call. And then go to a pizza parlor and eat the pizza.
God, that's tough, man.
Steve?
I don't know, man, because I haven't really found a good Chinese delivery spot.
There is no such thing.
I just, right. Disappointed. It's not bad, just underwhelmed. Probably order from Sopranos the most. They have solid wings, yep. They have good pizza, and you can't dine in.
Right. And they have kids.
Someone says which, Mike would never get banned. He's their new claim to fame after Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem.
Oh, they put Casey Kasem. I promise you.
I will say, just side
dedication
note,
involving a
it
horse.
Is funny. Like, if I'm going to order delivery, Pagliacci, to me, it's just my favorite.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's some nights where I'm like, well, I want wings, too. Let's open up the pizza Rolodex. You got to go
Domino's
somewhere else.
Domino's doesn't have bad wings as well. Pizza, it's pretty good. Okay, so our Men's Room poll, which is up now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. You are banned for life. Are you banned from restaurants and bars, your hometown and family events, Amazon and Costco, or takeout and delivery? We'll take a break and come back with Big Dummy right after these.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hi, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jason. No, Jason.
Starting strong.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
No one.
All right.
Is this no on one there.
Try that one more time.
Are you guessing a worse this one?
Yeah.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Weed week.
Hola.
Hola.
Weed week.
Wait for tomorrow there, Jason. You never know what'll happen. Or today. Oh, Jason, are you sober or not sober?
That's tomorrow.
I'm sober.
All right.
Yeah.
You never know.
I like celebrating weed week with you guys, but I'm sober.
All right. Okay, our men's room poll there. Jason, banned for life. You're taking restaurants and bars, your hometown family events, Amazon, Costco, or takeout and delivery?
Takeout and delivery. It's a tough one today, but I think that's going to be the easiest in the grand scheme of things.
That's
what do you think you order the most?
I actually don't. I mean, what I do is like when I'm on a road trip and I'm driving through a fast food place. So, you know, I have to stop and do dine in there, but I usually cook for myself.
Well, look at Jason. All right, well, good on you, man. All right.
Hey, which is weird. I'm guessing, do you drive for a living?
No, I don't, actually. But, you know, I do like to take road trips when I'm going out of town somewhere.
I was going to say, I think road trips is the one time, for whatever reason, I actually eat inside a fast food.
Because you want to get your stretcher legs. You want to get
sit in
the car.
Legs, but I don't know. I like to get to my destination as quick as possible, so...
My favorite is, to be honest with you, fast food in-dining experience, hands down. Nothing comes close. I don't know why. It's Arby's.
Well, you got all the sauces.
All the sauces.
I think that has a lot to do with it, man. Yeah.
I don't know what. Arby's, I want to eat there for some dumb reason.
When's the last time you've been to a freaking Arby's? I like Arby's, but I have not been in one like 7-8 years.
The one by Mount Si.
Last one that I was at, yes. And as someone who doesn't hike, I don't find myself there much. All right, here is your question. Who is the top scorer of all time in NCAA Division I basketball?
Male or female?
Yeah, Mike.
Just the all-time leading scorer.
I'll say it's got to be old school because they would play for 4 years. So I'll say Wilt Chamberlain.
I mean, now I would say Caitlin Clark.
It is, in fact, Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark. Yeah. That's why I was like, male or female?
I know, that's why I'm like, man, I can't answer that. They're just the leading scorer. Yeah, Caitlin Clark. All right, your question. What is the only metal, that is liquid at room temperature?
Mercury?
Got it.
Well done.
Nice job.
Well done.
Used to play with it in my desk at school.
Everybody did, man. You chase it around.
Yeah. You separate the balls, and you bring all the balls back into one big glob of mercury. Then you kick them out again. You make like 10 of them, and bring them all back together.
See, now, I never did because I grew up in the age of like, no, mercury's dangerous.
It's going to kill you. It is dangerous.
But we did have like one of those little mazes that had the little mercury ball in there, and you would run it through the maze. Like, that was my only interaction with mercury.
We had it in our desk.
You really shouldn't have any. And for whatever reason,
thermometer...
Yeah, right. Like mercury thermometer, break
right,
it.
That would sit outside, but my mom was always like, "Don't touch it."
We had just did stuff with it in science class.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like that was the thing.
Yeah,
mercury is toxic; it can kill you. Mm-hmm. And here I am playing with it.
Good times. Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fella?
Hola,
Juan. Sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right.
Before we get started. Ted?
What's up, dude?
I never sold dope. I transported weed. I was a connector guy.
Okay.
Never sold dope.
All right. We'll put that on the record, Juan.
You hear that, officer?
I want that on the record.
Okay.
And for the record...
Hey, I'm a mule. Not selling, bro.
I don't like blow.
Just back off.
Just take the money off the top.
I don't like blow.
Okay. Juan, you're banned for life. What are you banned from? Restaurants and bars, your hometown, family events, Amazon, Costco, or takeout delivery?
And keep in mind, we're not talking literally.
Amazon, Costco.
Okay. Amazon, Costco. All right. All right, Juan, here is your question. How many ribs are there in the human body?
24.
One and done. One and done for Juan.
I'm a little scared that he knew that fast.
Broken every one of them.
All right, Juan, hold on. Before we let you go, we have your 50-50 question. So, true or false, Jamaica, Iceland, and Russia have only one McDonald's per country?
True?
That is false. They actually have none. You go to Jamaica, no McDonald's. Iceland, no McDonald's. Russia.
I don't think Jamaica has any fast food.
Really?
Well, I haven't been to Kingston, so I don't know.
Come on.
But,
Big Dummy!
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Zach, are you sober or not sober?
Technically not sober. I've been sipping on a Lime-a-rita for the past hour or so.
Lime-a-rita. You are class.
You can tell when the sun's out.
Lime-a-rita, not a men's room IPA?
No.
No, not today. I'm trying to cut back. I'm trying to save some money up so I can go out this weekend.
All right, Zach. Okay, you're banned for life. You want to take restaurants and bars, your hometown family events, Amazon, Costco, or takeout delivery?
Okay, so if I'm banned from Amazon and Costco, can my mom still go to Amazon and Costco?
Yeah, I mean, your mom can. You can't. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll go Amazon and Costco. I'm a caregiver for my mom, so I have to be around for the family.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. All right, Zach, here is your question. Norma Mortensen was better known by what name?
Harriet
Tubman? Harriet Tubman.
Morton Salter.
Yeah,
what's your name again?
Norma Mortensen.
I'm with Mike. I don't know. The Salt Girl?
Yeah, is it the Salt Girl from Morton's?
Marilyn Monroe.
I thought she was Norma Jean.
Norma Jean Mortensen. Uh-huh. That's why I dropped the Jean. I'm like, they hear Norma Jean, everyone knows Marilyn. But yeah, Mortensen. What a horrible last name. I apologize if your last name is Mortensen. But really, it's an ugly sounding name. All right, the question. How long do cicadas live underground before emerging above ground for just a few weeks?
17 years.
Got it. Yeah. Have they done that yet?
They are doing it right now. So it's between 13 and 17 years. And this is the super brood, right?
There's two broods.
I thought that was that's last what I'm saying. Year.
No, no. So there's the group that comes up every 13 years. The ones that we grew up with come out once every 17 years. This is one of the weird years where it links up.
Where both 13 come out at the same
years
time.
And the 17 years come out. They get jiggy with each other. They do a whole thing. It's going to be loud. They said trillions of them this year.
Good times.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
When is that hitting? Is it? I got to look that up.
It's kind of coming now, man.
I know. I'm just thinking, like, next month, I'll be in Virginia, put my dad's ashes next in Arlington. Month. And I'm like, man, if I got to sit out there with cicadas.
Like, what date?
May 20th.
May 20th? You might just miss it, or you might be in the thick of it, brother. You know what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Hello, Rose. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Rose, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Good for you, Rose. What are you drinking, men's room IPA?
No, the Sig Brewing Lepidoptera.
What the hell is it?
Sig Brewing in Tacoma, their Lepidoptera, their pea flower hazy IPA.
Whoa, pea flower? That's what I call my penis.
All right. Okay, Rose, you're banned for life. What are you taking, restaurants and bars? Your hometown family?
Family.
Oh, damn, wow. Why family?
Rose, where are you originally from?
Tacoma.
Okay, you would have a very difficult time then if you picked that, wouldn't you? Because you're also banned from Tacoma.
I'll make it work.
All right. But why family? Because that was a quick answer.
Exactly. That means you got to move.
Yeah.
You're banned from the town you live in.
Family didn't want to come to my son's memorial service, so
all right, that's
I'm
fair.
Good.
That's all fair. Right. I can hold a grudge on that one.
Yeah.
All right, Rose, here's your question. Globe and Jerusalem are both varieties of what vegetable?
Carrots.
Globe and Jerusalem. Jerusalem, I recognize globe.
Pear?
Nope, vegetable.
Oh, my bad.
Globe and Jerusalem.
People love these things. They'll put it in dip. I'm not
artichokes?
A big fan. Artichokes. Artichokes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, your question. What bone are babies born without?
Like a backbone.
Ooh, one in their skeleton. One in their skull.
I know what you're thinking. That's not it. That's not the answer. Because it's there. It just has to fuse together. All the bones are there. It just has to fuse together to make the skull. But they're literally born without these bones. Which will explain a lot.
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know, so I'm going to say a backbone.
I have no idea.
You ever seen an infant walk?
What?
Femurs?
Kneecaps.
Kneecaps.
They have. You were born without kneecaps.
I did not know that.
Well, even when you pick up an infant, right? Their legs hanging way. No offense to infants. Man, you look weird when you're young. You look messed up, dude.
Yeah, they're just always kind of pulled together like that.
Yeah, and their legs are always kind of hanging weird. Look at those kneecaps. And when they're first born, it looks like your hand when it's been underwater for 45 minutes. Yeah. All right, your question. What is the only letter that does not appear in any U.S. state name?
X.
Oh. Hold on.
New Mexico.
The people in Texas,
like
yeah.
Oh,
hold
damn
on.
It.
Q.
Arizona Q. would like to have a word with you, Ted.
Q.
It is, in fact, Q.
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 Q. Q. Q. Dang it.
Don't worry, I thought X, too, and I'm like, right, Texas, New Mexico. My bad.
I felt confident with that Z.
I know you did. Arizona's like, bam!
Yeah.
Well, because when I thought Z, I was like, well, Mizzou, but that's just a shorter version. It's actually Missouri, so Z's not in there.
I like your line of thinking.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
That's not the way we think, Ted.
Yeah.
Hey, you got it wrong yourself there.
Yeah. Whatever, X.
All right. Here's your question. What type of shark is responsible for the most attacks on humans annually?
The bull shark.
No, it's a great white shark.
Tiger?
Damn. That's the Great White Shark.
I thought it was the Bull Shark.
Yeah, most of the attacks are, in fact, the Great White Shark.
Hey, go big or go home.
Huh. We used to just call it the White Shark.
Now let that mouthy black shark over there.
I was going to say, unless you're black.
No, we just get a tip. We can't even get a goddamn shark. No, you get a black tip. Black tip, yeah, that's it. And we got the Great White Shark.
Yeah.
You got that black tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah, just the tip, brother. You're always bragging about it anyway. There you go. Black tip.
Great music.
Question five, Rose.
Never thought about it that way.
Well, time for you to learn.
Great White.
I'm winning here.
Yeah. And Jaws, if you watch the original cut of Jaws, it shows up like, hey, guys. All right, your question. Who was the first Disney princess? Jesus.
Snow White.
It was?
How do you know this, Mike?
Frankie knows it, too.
Because really? It's the oldest one.
There was something that I watched a while back. There was like a quick little commercial that showed like kind of the Disney animating process. And I vividly remember the first animated Disney film was Snow White.
Okay, I have a question. She's a princess, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what is she a princess of? The Seven Dwarfs?
Far, far away.
What I mean is they live in the woods. I mean, sorry, if I go camping, I'm a prince?
No. She became a prince because she became a princess because she married the prince.
But what's the name Where's of the princess? His princedom, his kingdom?
Far, far away.
That's what I'm saying. That's all you got.
There's no castle?
I'd have to
Why
check.
Are they always in the woods?
You know what he is? That prince is the original Nigerian scam artist.
Dwarves don't live in society.
I am a prince.
No, she's like an REI princess.
Right. She's just, REI princess.
She's kind of like a granola princess. I mean, she doesn't have a castle or nothing.
She's just got Caribbean. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. You live in a tent.
Hello, Billy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Billy, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Billy, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, it's kind of a tough one today on the men's room poll. You're going to be banned for life. Are you taking restaurants and bars, your hometown family events, Amazon, Costco, or takeout and delivery?
Amazon,
Costco goes. Do you have a membership to either one?
Amazon, but I also have Walmart.
Ooh, all right, so you do that.
Lucky you.
Okay.
I mean, look,
you have to
be
a member of Walmart?
Well, Walmart Plus.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know there was such a thing.
I was going to say, the Amazon one would be tougher if there was no Target.
Well, hold on for a minute, Billy. Doesn't Walmart have their own? They have Sam's Club. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they have them around here, but that's Sam Walton, so Sam's Club is there.
Sam Walton.
Yeah.
With a name like that, I should sound like this. Well, I'm Sam Walton.
Sam Elliott.
Come on down to the Walmart. We got everything in there, including customers don't wear drawers.
Anything you're looking for, you can find here at Walmart.
If you ever said to yourself, I'd like to see the butt crack of 50% of everyone in one location, Walmart.
We're rolling back prices while you roll back your waistline.
We'll show you butt crack that ain't even bent over.
Beef.
Top man. <That was ridiculous. laughs> And we got a special on beef. All right, here's your question. On what TV show did Ryan Gosling and Christina Aguilera get their start?
Mickey Mouse Club?
Damn. One and done, Billy.
All right, hang on there, Billy. Before we let you go, true or false question for you. True or false, B.C. and A.D. were invented 1 year after Christ's death.
False.
Actually, they came up with the A.D.-B.C. system and 525 A.D. by a monk who wanted to make sure they were celebrating Easter on the right date. Hmm. My question is, I say, well, it's invented in 525 A.D. Are they sure?
Right.
Yeah.
You're not really sure if he got that part right.
I know for a fact we're at episode number 4089. I know that's what I have written down. Yeah. I don't know that is accurate. I mean, there have been days where I might have written down the wrong number.
Yeah. We've done over 4,000 shows before you admit, like, maybe.
No, I'm just saying. I would be shocked if that was the actual number. I would be shocked.
You'd be shocked if the number that you're saying is actually...
If I could correctly added one number every day for 4,809.
You're counting by one.
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
But you still think.
I still think I've effed that up somewhere.
We do it for the doggone happy hour, man. What episode are we on?
Yeah, six.
Four, five,
six.
Where are we
something
at?
Like that. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Time's just a constant, dude.
Yeah, man.
So, it doesn't really matter when they started it, man.
just a number.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, you're going to be banned for life. Are you taking from restaurants and bars, your hometown and family events, Amazon, Costco, or takeout or delivery?
Probably takeout or delivery.
All right, don't do that often?
About the only thing we do is Papa Murphy's.
All right.
But you got to pick that up anyway, yeah. Right?
Papa Murphy's take and bake?
Yeah.
And you bake it at home, right?
Yeah, takeout, I guess. That's what they're called.
All right, so you don't have to bake it at your home.
Out, yeah. But they don't cook it.
You don't have to bake it.
No, it's a take and bake. That's kind of their thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unlike the bake and take.
I've never been there, obviously.
All right, here's your question, Tom. What ancient civilization built the famous city of Machu Picchu in Peru?
The Incas, I believe.
Damn. Yeah.
The Stinka Incas. All right, Tom, before we let you go, we have a 50-50 question for you. True or false, Mr. Rogers' first TV show was about self-defense?
I would say false.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
I'm
going to
kick your ass. Okay, kid. This is what we're going to do today. We call this the death punch. When the scream for help,
I don't
count
see that
12 time. Mississippi before he actually
I don't
do
see
it.
That guy opening up a can either.
No.
Hello, Bob. Well, I can see one can. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
What up, Colin?
Hola. Bob, sober, not sober.
Sober.
All right, Bob. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay. I'm banned for life. You're taking restaurants and bars, your hometown and family events, Amazon, Costco, or takeout delivery?
100% family.
Okay, why is that?
Have you met him?
I grew up in rural southwestern Pennsylvania, little town called Washington, PA.
Yeah, little Washington.
Little Washington.
Yeah. You ever play golf at Duck Hollow?
Yes, sir.
I have too. We have that in common.
You guys are brothers.
That's right.
Brothers.
We used to have a membership there.
Yeah, Duck Hollow Brothers.
Yeah, man. I lived in Morgantown.
By the way, Miles, someone gives us an update on Snow White to answer our questions. All right. So Snow White was a daughter of a king who married a queen, but the queen was jealous that her stepdaughter was more beautiful than she was, so she sent her out to the woods to die. You know, it's one of those pick-me-up
stories. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, they're all brutal.
I know, man.
Well, then she sends the huntsman to actually, you know, finish the
kill
job.
Her. Yeah. And then he doesn't, right?
Yeah, he bitches out. She was too pretty.
She bitches out. And that's how the story ends. All right, Bob. Here is your question. What's the only vegetable that is also classified as a flower?
Is that broccoli?
One and done, Bob.
The big brains nice we got rocking right
nice
now.
Nice job, man. It's like 3-4 one
crap.
Of today.
Oh, he's got one more. There's a bonus?
I know. I hung up on him by accident. I know.
What would you have asked him? Let's see, because he's probably still listening. What would you have asked him?
All right. True or false? Australia has horizontal time zones.
Horizontal time zones. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say true.
I'll say false.
False.
It is true.
Jesus.
But they only do it during their summer. I don't know why, but for, yeah. Okay. Go figure.
It's the way the globe turns.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.